you, Steve. Bill has come a long way on the upright bass. I like what you're doing there.
Thank you for saying, for recognizing it, first of all.
Will you be performing at the new Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66?
In negotiations, Wendy. Ron Romero's here. Skip Kouperis is here on the board of directors for this new museum, the Joliet Rock and Roll Museum. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi. Nice,
nice to see both
you?
Of you.
Nice to see both of you again. And this is kind of unrelated, and I hate to take time away from you, Ron, but... Ron, you and Wendy know that Bill and I are major, major movie stars.
Big
right?
movie stars. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Huge movie stars.
We're honored to be
normally,
here with you.
I'm not competitive with Bill.
Yeah.
But I just got two royalty checks from Major League 1 and 2, totaling $7.99,
whoa,
my friend.
Holy smokes. So congratulations.
Suck it, Bill.
You win.
That's more than you, right?
I'm up.
Aren't yours
way more
like
than
89
me.
Cents?
Yeah, I guess
Bill,
who's
buying
I'm
lunch
going
today?
To Potbelly. I am going to Potbelly.
Live it up.
Yeah,
you deserve it.
That's right. So now enough about me. Let's talk about that.
This new museum.
Yes.
All right. I'm not going to steal this from Joan Jett, but maybe. I love rock and roll, okay? I cannot wait to see this. This is in Joliet. I can't make it to Cleveland. How did this happen?
You know what? It just came about. My wife and I had gone to, we were talking about Cleveland. We'd gone there. We'd gone to Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick, had Rick's Picks in Rockford. And then we were down in Nashville, and they've got all sorts of museums down there. And
the Country Music Hall of Fame is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, when we were up at Rick's Picks in Rockford, when we were there, there was a busload of people that came from Japan. And I thought,
just
this
to
is
see the
just
museum.
Cheap Trick and Cheap
from
yeah.
Budokan.
Yeah, I mean, they're an awesome band, but we have a lot of other music here in Illinois that just it rocks. I thought maybe we can bring people from all over the world to come see this.
Is Cleveland aware of your museum, and do you have their blessing?
Cleveland has no clue.
They don't. I'm not saying anything.
No, don't say a word.
Say
that's just going to stay between us and your audience.
That's our secret.
Yeah.
So this is just Illinois artists?
It's only Illinois artists.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's better.
So,
I love
and
it.
Despite the name rock and roll, we're starting like 40s with blues and jazz and stuff like that, and then moving to very contemporary times. So it's going to be a little bit of music from, you know, a lot of music from
like
Illinois.
The early Chess,
yeah,
style
yeah.
blues, you know, and the Evolution, you know.
Yeah.
So the only prerequisite is that it has to be based somehow.
There has
somehow
to be some kind of a tie to
yeah.
Illinois. So, you know, we're some of the blues artists, of course, were Delta blues artists that were kind of transplanted in Chicago. And they came to play in Maxwell Street and recorded at Chess Records and such. Great history there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, naturally they're not born here, but Chicago really changed blues and blues
yes.
really changed rock. And
yeah.
So you'll see that when you come to the museum.
A couple things. Thing number one, it's one thing to have an idea like this, but to implement it is a whole other thing.
Oh, my.
So when you thought of this, what was the next step to make it a reality?
Well, it's really all. Ron is doing the yeoman's work in this whole thing. And frankly, I don't even know what yeoman means, but I know...
I'm just
do
Googling
it
right now.
No, I don't know how to spell it.
I-E-O.
Okay.
I got to Google it.
But he's doing, I'm just, you know, what Ron says, can you do this for me? Okay. It's really Ron, and I'm just there to do what I'm doing today is just to be silly.
Yeah.
To bring a little levity to the, good. You know, so that, because it's, I can't
he's
believe.
He's on the board with us now because he's made that $7 residual check. From,
it's so impressive.
And we need the money.
I turned
so.
It right over.
Good. Just endorse the check.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So did you have a site picked out immediately? Did you have to go to
you know,
investors
we
and sell them?
We kind of did, but there was something in there, and we just kind of stepped back and we just looked around Joliet. We
yeah.
want to be in Joliet because one is right on Route 66. So we get to co-brand Illinois Rock with Route 66.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a location that we're working on right now. We can't actually say the location yet because we haven't finished all the paperwork
oh.
on it. But we're doing with the contractors and meeting people for the renovation.
Yeah.
Roughly about 10,000 square feet. We're really excited about the location. It's going to be downtown Joliet, and there's a lot of cool things happening downtown Joliet right now.
What's your target date for an opening?
You know, we're hoping that we could still get open sometime this year, but
yeah.
really we're looking
that's
at
tough.
Probably yeah, it'll be really full force probably the spring of next year, but we'll probably get a lot done this year.
True or false, the Friends of the Park does not want your museum to open.
The Friends of the
Friends
Park?
Friends of the Park? Yeah.
They didn't want the George Lucas Museum.
Oh.
So.
Oh, right.
They just don't
Boy,
want
that went it. Right it's over true. Their head. Did yeah. you
Sorry.
See that fly?
Sorry.
But when you said that, now I remember. Yes, yeah. of course.
Skip is so busy looking at his residual check. He couldn't even focus.
But so you're coming on now because you're creating, like, people can be members of this, and yes. you're funding it, basically.
So, yeah, we were doing some preliminary work.
It's a non-for-profit. We got that status.
Which yeah, took, we did get
which
that.
Took, that took a while, just getting that.
That was about 6 months to get the 501c3 nonprofit status. Thing.
Why did it take that long to do that?
Well, you can get things that happen a little bit quicker, but we're hoping that we're going to do better with this organization. So the more money that you intend on making.
Yeah.
And we're planning on making lots of money.
Crazy money.
Crazy money.
Yeah.
But so it took a little while to get that. But we did get that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're at.
Now, some of the people featured, of course, we have Chicago, the band Chicago.
Certainly.
You're going to feature the Buckinghams, I would imagine, Crying Shames,
Absolutely.
Ides of March.
You got it.
My old band, the New Colony Six.
Yeah.
I was in there 72.
You were?
Yeah, 72
until
75.
Did you know that about Skip?
I did not know.
I took over for Ronnie Rice when he left in 72. In fact, I had already sung and written a single for them before I even got in the band. God, I can't remember the name of it, but Someone Sometime. I wrote it with Billy Herman.
Wow. You wrote that?
Yes.
I didn't know you wrote that.
Yes, I wrote, wrote it with Billy Herman. You don't know that song. You're acting like
I do know that song.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we have to include him in the museum.
Yeah. Right. Skip will get away.
I love Ray Graffia.
Oh,
yeah, he's
great
a great guy.
Yes.
I have an 18-year-old son who befriended him and loves that kind of music, so we will definitely be out to check this out. Some of the blues people, name some names.
Oh, you know, just recently I talked to a gentleman, Joe Morganfield.
And McKinley Morganfield was.
There you go. Not everybody knows
Muddy
that
Waters.
Name. Muddy Waters.
So this is his son?
This is his son. Lives in Bolingbrook. So we've talked to him. We've talked to REO came in and did an interview with us.
How's Kevin Cronin doing?
He's doing pretty good. He's doing real good. Those are another bunch of guys that are really nice to work with. There's a lot of bands as we're... I love doing this because I've been a musician for many, many years. And for me to get to meet these guys and work with these guys and talk to them, I've actually stood on stage with, you know... I played for a short time with Jimmy Sons from Shadows.
Love
of
him.
Also with Dennis Stefano, I did a gig with him in Elk Grove one time. So there's and those guys, just to be near them, it's, you know,
yeah,
it's great. So I thought maybe if we did something to honor these musicians
right.
who did so well. And you, once I started doing the research, I thought I knew a lot about it, about Illinois music, and then I started realizing as I did the research, did you know that, you know, one of the Everly brothers was born in this area? I'm like, no, I didn't know that.
Yep, Phil.
Yeah.
Born
so
in Chicago.
There's a lot
really?
Of those things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Phil Everly, born in Chicago.
There's a lot. The bass player from Van Halen, Chicago, you know,
really?
Area. Yeah.
Mark Anthony?
Yeah. Michael Anthony. Yeah.
Michael.
Jim Peterick will be involved in some way, shape, or form, right? You'll do something with
Jim. You know what? I've reached out to his camp a couple times. I've talked to Scott May, who's his keyboard player, of course.
Yeah.
And I think we're still trying to get something together with Jim. So, Jim, if you're listening...
He was just in the other day.
Yeah, that's what I heard, yeah.
But all his Cornerstones of Rock featured all these people, like
right.
the Crying Shames,
sure.
Jimmy
yep.
Sons.
Yeah.
And Rick Derringer, which killed me.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know he sang lead on Hang on Sloopy because he was in the McCoys. Did you know that?
Yes.
The rock and roll Hoochie Coo guy gave us Hang on Sloopy.
Oh, I absolutely. Yeah. In fact, that was the Strange Loves that did, I think it was I Want Candy. Mm-hmm. We're actually a New York. Yeah. We're a New York duo. It was a studio group.
Mm-hmm.
They recorded Hang on Sloopy, and they weren't crazy about the vocals. They heard the McCoys.
Yeah.
So they, really, it's a pre-recorded track, and then McCoy came and re-sang it, and that's the hit song,
oh,
Hang
excellent.
On Sloopy.
Excellent.
I think I found someone I could go out to lunch with and talk old rock and roll facts.
Oh, hey, there's only $7 to go around here, so I don't know if we could take anybody with us today.
And Wendy,
man.
Ron and I want to break
Dutch.
Some news. This is this is breaking news. Ron has been talking to me about doing my one-man show where I portray Etta James, and we're looking to do that That's sometime early next year.
Well, so. You think Etta James. Who else can you get to
it's
portray?
Me.
No.
It's
well,
be
it's
me.
Bill Leff.
Thank
Bill.
Well,
no
thank
question.
You. Thank you for saying
And we are going to have a performing stage and a performing area in part of it as well. So there's going to be live events. And Joliet is right now has just demolished the bank across the street, so there's going to be a big grass park and permanent stage right across the stage.
They're
right
doing
across
a beautiful
from,
green space there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're putting up a new courthouse. There's so much renovation going on there, new businesses, new microbrews. You know, that was an area that was thriving at one time.
Yeah, right.
It took a nosedive for a while, but right now it's
resurging.
Really, they're breathing new life into
good.
It. It's beautiful.
It's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Where do we go to find out more information if maybe we want to donate?
So, yes, please donate. It's the roadtorock.org. Sorry, that's roadtorock.org. There you'll find information about what we're doing. You'll also see a place where you can donate. And then, of course, the charter membership, which you mentioned before. You get some benefits, like you'll get some discounts and some swag, like T-shirts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing special events, so you either get in free or you get discounts on some of the events that we're doing. And then if it's an annual membership, you join now. It'll renew 1 year after the museum opens, so you'll have a little extra time with that for now. And then there's also lifetime memberships, and we are getting quite a few lifetime memberships, and we appreciate the support because all of that money goes towards making this come to fruition. So it's we're
very accommodating. Very much so. Ron Romero and Skip Gruperis are here from the Joliet Rock and Roll Museum. If you'd like to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. The new museum is called the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum. Ron Romero and Skip Gruperis are both here to talk about it.
On
it's not
Route
open
66.
Yet. It's on Route 66.
Who did the original Route 66?
It was Nat King Cole that did it originally.
Written by Bobby Troup.
And who was Bobby Troup? Bobby
From
Troop.
Emergency.
Bingo.
What?
Bing, 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 bing.
Married to Julie
he
London.
He was Dr. Early on Emergency. And that was Bobby Troup who wrote that song.
All my worlds just came together right there. Your goofy trivia, rock and roll trivia.
How high did Bill Left just jump with that answer?
He did. It was
I buzzed
pretty
in.
High.
I was waiting for Alex Trebek to call my name.
He was jumping out of his chair.
I thought I won something.
All right. These $7. Are going to be... I'm going to take that $7 and I'm going to place a bet with you.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Okay.
But you have to be honest with me. There is someone in the rock and roll world that I'll bet you didn't know was from Chicago.
Oh, I know.
Who?
The Beatles.
No.
They're from Elk Grove Village.
Man, you're so close. You are so
Will
close.
You take
I'll know
him
that
with
about
you
the Beatles,
when you leave.
From Elk Grove Village.
Well, George Harrison's sister lives
she
here.
She lives nearby. Yeah. So it's kind of the Beatles. Kind of.
She's a woman, a rock and roll woman, who had a friend who was a white rabbit.
Grace Slick.
Did you know she was
absolutely.
From Highland Park?
Yes.
I owe you $7.
Pay up, Wendy.
Because I ran into her. We were in Hawaii, and she has just given up on everything in the world of rock and just has a studio and just does artwork.
Yeah.
And you could just walk in there and talk to Grace Slick. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
So she has to come do some artwork maybe for the walls in there.
Please, if she's listening. Do some artwork for us. I'm sure she's listening, right?
What's been this is a big process to have a dream to open a museum and then to have it come to fruition.
It's crazy.
What's been the biggest surprise for you, either positively or negatively, since you guys first thought of this?
Well, I thought we were going to say we were going to open up a museum and people were going to bring us money and they were going to bring us guitars and things like that. And it wasn't going to be political. It wasn't going to be anything involved like that. And I'm learning some lessons.
Why is it political? What's become
political?
Well,
no. It's just, you have to deal with a lot of things locally. And, we're looking for grants with the state and the government and private donors. And that just tends to get kind of
There are a number of organizations trying to get money from the same pot. And so there's a little competitiveness and so on.
In Illinois.
Yeah,
I'm surprised.
Well,
we have
so much money to go around.
Right, there's plenty of money, a surplus.
But I hope you're not.
They've got $7 too.
Running into problems with people donating stuff because I just feel like people have to remember from whence they came, and if they're from Illinois, they should.
People are hesitant when you don't have the building and everything put in place.
I guess.
But now that we're getting closer, we're getting calls from everybody that's like, oh, hey, we've got these guitars from, all sorts of different things that are coming through now. That's
You'd
awesome.
Almost think that if you're one of these people that you're going after, they would realize it's to better benefit for people to come in and see it than just upstairs in a room somewhere.
Well, you know? We want to keep the music alive. Our idea is to preserve the music. So, you know, a lot of the younger generation that hasn't heard the great music of Nat King Cole or Louis Armstrong, who was here in Chicago for a while, or, you know, the Buckinghams who are still touring and bands like that. We want to preserve that, and we want people to come out and listen to that and learn about the history and get them excited about it.
We also want to help with the music education and so on.
Yeah, the flip side to this is that we're not only doing preserving this music and honoring the music, but the flip side to that is we want to go back and help out some of the schools and maybe some of the students. You know, some of the, in some cases, disadvantaged students that don't have that opportunity.
Music program at all.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. They don't have that, or they don't have the means to get that instrument that they want to do. Great story is, if you do the history on Louis Armstrong, he had some troubled times when he was a kid, but there was somebody that looked out over him and taught him how to play trumpet. And
he became the first man on the moon.
He did.
Oh, my God.
Man, is he good. Give him $7.
One small step for jazz.
Right. One large step for jazz kind.
Yes.
Words that'll never be forgotten, Skip.
Exactly.
All right, in all seriousness, Bill, when this gets started, again, this is the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66. It's going to be in Joliet, and a ballpark figure of when you're thinking this may come to fruition.
We're still hoping that we're going to get something done by this year, the end of this year. And we'll do an opening, but really up and running the following year.
Since we have you in at the ground level, I would like to volunteer to MC some of the shows you have out
there. Oh, wow. We'd love to have you.
That's a $20 value. That
I know.
For
because
free.
How fun would that be if you're having some of these musicians come in and play in concerts?
Oh, that's
wonderful.
Would love
to volunteer to help in any way I can.
We're working on some events to do some fundraising, and we're trying to get some of the, you know, bands to come out and play. So we'd
like
love to have
you do any concerts.
I'll vacuum when it's done.
What about your Etta James one man show?
Well, that's already done. That's a done deal, Wendy.
James one man.
Oh yeah,
show.
He's going to do that. There's no question.
Yeah.
At a gym. That's what you call it.
It's going to be fun.
Rob is on the line and says he's an old friend of Ron's and wants to say hi. Fingers crossed that this is on the up and up. Okay. Hi, Rob.
Yeah, what I just want to ask Ron is, you know, he says he's going to sell T-shirts. Is he going to have any in men's sizes?
Yeah, yes, of course. I'm a big guy. You know I'm going to have big shirts.
I'm always bigger than you. Remember that.
You know who this is?
Oh, my goodness. It took me a second. He's a big dog, aren't you?
Yes, indeed.
This is my good friend Robert Lutterly, also from Coal City, Illinois.
Who isn't from Coal City?
Everybody.
At
I mean, King Cole. That's why they named
Cole
it that.
Yes, it is.
No, probably not. No, folks, I just want to tell you, this has always been a dream of Ron's to open up a place like this. This isn't a money grab. This is a labor of love. So everyone come on out when it gets open.
Thanks, Rob. I'll give you your seven bucks a little bit later.
Huh. You're good. I know where you live.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rob.
Ron, is that true?
Buddy.
Has it always been, like, even when you were young, did you go, someday I want this to happen?
The truth be told, that when I was in school, I would draw, you know, doodling, because I wasn't paying attention. I'd be doodling, like, stages and how I'd set up speakers and the drums and what I was going to do and do concerts and stuff like that. And I've been playing for many, many years.
Yeah.
But at some point, you know, I had to make money and do something with it. So, you know, it's starting to happen. It was like 8 years ago. I used to work downtown here in Chicago at an attorney's office. Mm-hmm. Support services, not as an attorney. But 8 years ago or so, I quit to do music full time.
How'd that go?
Well, when I said it, what had happened was we had a terrible snowstorm. And I came in and the boss is like, oh, you're going to have to make up time. You're going to have to do this. And he was coming down on me. I go, you know what? I think it's just time I turn in my resignation.
Oh, no.
And as soon as the words left my mouth, I went, what the heck did I just do?
Yeah.
So I got serious. I started playing music full time. I own a sound company besides, and we've been doing that, doing the concerts and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's always been, you know, in the back of my head, I hear my dad going, don't go into music.
Sure.
You want to be a lawyer.
I have a kid who wants to be a musician, so that's why I was picking your brain on that.
Yeah. There was Joliet Junior College just had a great program there called Sessions. They come out with people who talk about being in the music industry.
Yeah.
And Carl Giammarese from the Buckinghams was there as one of the guest speakers. And, you know, it's a little more than, and it's kind of the programming we want to offer for the kids, that we want to honor the ones that had made it and kind of nurture the ones that want to make it.
It's a great plan.
It's so nice. And Skip, as long as we have you here, for people who don't know, Skip is one of the finest stand-ups and performers we've ever seen here in town. Are there dates coming up that people can see you?
Well, I've got I didn't bring the calendar. I've got a lot of things, not so much in the very near future, but I'll be at Metropolis in Arlington Heights.
Oh, good.
And I'll be back at the Joliet Historical Museum. And there's a Performing Arts Center in Pontiac. I'm going to be there, the Eagle. And so a lot. Go to my website, skipgreparis.com, and you can find out about it. And really, that's the main reason that I'm on the board is because my show is The Guys Who Gave Us Rock. It is a history of rock and roll from the 40s through the 60s.
Yeah.
So if I can help out a little bit with the history or whatever, and that's why I'm there.
That's excellent. But, good to see both of you. We're so excited about this. This is going to be a huge success.
And let me know if you need help. I wasn't kidding.
Oh, we will. Absolutely.
Believe me.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Website again, roadtorock.org.
Yes, that's correct.
Ron Romero and Skip Kreparis from the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum. Stick around. We've got news next and then a little bit more show for you. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.